Part B. Paul is talking with Betty about their Christmas party. Listen carefully and choose the best answers for questions 1 to 5. You have 30 seconds to study the questions. You may start now. Listen carefully. The conversation will begin now.
Betty, you know the Christmas holiday will start next Tuesday. Let's have a Christmas party.
Sure, but when? Next Monday? At lunchtime?
That's a nice idea, but lunchtime is too short for the party. Recesses are even shorter. How about during class?
But we usually have a lot to do during that time. How about after school?
Good. In this way, we will have enough time and we won't affect other classes.
Shall we exchange presents?
Exchange presents?
Yeah! Exchange presents!
That will be fun. Can we take a photo together after that?
Great idea. How about games? Can we play games at the beginning of the party?
Our classmates may be hungry after school. Can we eat something before the games?
Okay, we will eat something before we play games.
Then we will exchange presents and take group photos at the end.
Good. Shall we buy a Christmas present for Miss Wong?
Yes. I remember she likes reading. Shall we get her a book?
But she once told us that she was too busy to read recently. How about we draw a Christmas card together?
Good idea. We can write something on it. I think she will like it because it is from us.
She surely will.
By the way, who will order the food?
Joe and I will do it. Joe will choose what to eat. I will call the restaurant tonight to let them know when to deliver the food.
I'll go home and prepare the Christmas card. See you tomorrow.
Check your answers now. Number 1. When will the Christmas party be held? Number 2. How does Betty feel when she says, exchange presents? Number 3. Put the following pictures in the correct order. Number 4. Why do Paul and Betty think Miss Wong will like the Christmas card? Number 5. What will Betty probably do after talking to Paul? This is the end of listening exercise 4.